Rowdy,
an OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI up 1340 of FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Beautiful sunshiny day, Mr. Director. We're back.
Yes, it is, Mr. Crump. Yeah, looking outside, it's a blue sky.
I got tired of the cloudy days. I'm glad sunshine's back.
Well, we could use some cloudy days. It'd be good. With some black clouds and some water coming out of it would be awesome.
We're supposed to get some today at the barn Monday, but they keep lowering the percentages.
Yep. Every day it gets a little bit lower. 40%
this morning and 70% yesterday. So yeah. It ain't going to happen.
Doesn't seem like it.
Anyway, your lovely bride, Miss Teresa, my lovely bride, Rhonda, is with us this morning.
That's right.
So we all just totally gave things done.
It's a nice holiday weekend. Nice to have them here.
Yeah, and glad I have some help in studio for y'all to behave.
Yeah.
you're
capable track.
Your caretakers are here.
You remember the good old days when it was just me and you?
Yep. I do.
Steven over there, angry Steven running the board.
Yeah. But a lot of people remember that. The station owners, the FCC, you know.
Well, lots of evidence that we need.
You believe this my 10th year?
Is it?
Yep. 9 for you.
Wow.
You did on-air appearance, but you did do the hosted to the next year.
I didn't get promoted until later on. Had a probationary...
And
they're probably still questioning
this
that.
This is 7 or 8 for me, I think.
Yeah, it's been a while. Because
pre-COVID.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's right. Seems like a distant memory.
Before you?
Emily.
Yeah.
That's right.
I liked Emily.
So you don't like me?
I like Emily.
Yeah. No, Emily was phenomenal. She really was.
She didn't say much.
That's probably why she was great.
She was scared of Steve, actually.
Actually, I'll figure she would talk. I don't know if she would say a word.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Emily Garcia.
Okay.
Nice and
well, good morning, Emily Garcia, wherever you are.
Beach or somewhere.
She did, yeah. And went back to school. And
man.
She's doing big things.
Was scared her straight.
You said that, not me.
So what's going on with this weather? I'm just tired of this heat. I can't take it.
Ask Rhonda about heat. It's hot today.
I can't do anything after work. Our building's like 85 degrees when I leave there in the afternoon because it's just air conditioned working. It just can't keep the air right.
Our air conditioner wasn't working yesterday.
I know we've had hot summers, and you tend to forget. And then the
80 degrees at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, the present summer always seems hotter, but I believe this is pretty hot summer. And something interesting in the tropics, which we're about to break a record. We haven't had a hurricane form. And if it doesn't happen before 9/11, it's going to break a record.
Wow.
So that's something unique. And we got all these hurricanes in the Pacific and nothing here. So the El Nino is working, and maybe we may have later ones, October storms or something coming.
Somebody needs to explain to me because I always told you to get hurricanes in the Pacific.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're not called hurricanes.
And all those stuff. You get hurricanes. That was an Atlantic thing.
Poor Hawaii even had a storm this year.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
Well, that Pacific, the water's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember going out to San Diego a couple of years ago with my wife, and I was like, one of my goals, I said, okay, I got to put my feet in the Pacific Ocean. and it was late May, and it was cold.
Yeah. And San Diego.
Yeah, and you see it on TV, and you're like, these, you know, these nerds are surfing in wetsuits. Why?
Now I know.
She grew up out of this, she'll tell you.
When you, we called it going to the coast in Oregon. You went to the Oregon coast. We go, oh, we're going to the coast this weekend. You wore a hoodie, and you might take your shoes off to walk in the sand, but you just thought about the world. You did not think about surfing or...
No.
And no, I mean, a lot of wind. The water is very, very cold, but beautiful. And we did. I grew up in Eugene, which is inland, and we had a hurricane that made it all the way to Eugene just one time. But we were teenagers, and we just drove around in it because, you know, nobody was watching us back then. but it did. It came.
Where were the parents?
Know. Yeah, we knew there was a storm coming in off the coast, but you didn't know about hurricanes. So there was no Weather Channel, and they're just like, dang, look at that tree. We weren't that bright.
But. Obviously.
That's funny.
Yeah. Wow.
You grew up in Wilmington, didn't you? I mean, there was storms coming through there for sure.
I was born a year after Hazel.
Oh, Hazel was...
My mom and dad lived there. They moved to Rockingham.
Yeah.
North Carolina. My grandparents spent the weekend because of the storm.
Yeah. The rock.
They were 30 minutes from Rockingham Speedway.
Yeah.
He was down on 74 and they were up on 73.
Yeah. Hazel was a bad hurricane. That was left... I remember going to the beach and when I was old enough to remember, and then people still talked about it. Like,
well, it still had damage 10 years later. Yeah, yeah, I remember
big time.
That.
Good name for one too. Hazel. Here we go. We're gonna have to our first break, and we'll be right back.
That's pretty quick.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories.
Okay, he's pulled the trigger on me too fast again.
Actually, I can only tell you so many times it's good.
Actually, it's really the same thing every week.
You don't tell me. He points at me. I'm not looking. I don't see it.
Well, you're over there doing Tai Chi or something. I don't know what you're doing.
I was trying to get that sheet you said out of the...
Oh, I see what you're doing.
You never bring it, so I have to bring it.
Well, the topic is Labor Day today, and... Since it is Labor Day holiday, Carolina Fresh, we're closed today and Monday. Our owner gives us some time off, and I took our lovely staff out last night to Player One Up. Was supposed to be celebrating the end of summer, but I guess it's not going to be the end of the heat. But it's technically the end of summer.
Not the
Labor
boy.
Day. Yeah, we still got that much, but I'm just talking about...
It
in theory,
be
the beach and school used to start
the around this time. Yeah, the traditional close of summer.
Tradition of close of summer. So,
well, in 1973, I started college on February 23rd.
Started college in February?
On September.
September, okay. About to say, you got late.
No.
Yeah, you're going to get an F.A.
But September 23rd. That's crazy, isn't it? They go in August now, mid-August.
Everybody else was in August. Yeah. We were in September. But we got out at the end of June. Everybody else got out of May.
Oh, wow. Okay. Western Carolina being different.
Yep.
That's good. But it is traditionally the end of summer now. So we had a good time with my staff last night. If you want to go somewhere quiet and have a good, nice talk with your staff, a player one up is probably not the place to go.
Negative.
We walked in there last night, and it was kids and adults. And
it's a fun place.
It is a fun place, though. I guess when you get old, everything's just loud.
And what's it called?
Player 1-Up. It has a lot of video games, a lot of pinball machines and things like that. Right downtown. Actually, it's actually located between Elk Tavern and Counter, technically. It's on the Elk Tavern side of Main Street.
But yeah.
Down those stairs. It's been several things over the years.
Yeah, it's a nice little courtyard down there. If it wasn't 5,000 degrees, it would have been great.
Yeah, and play. I mean,
I could get downstairs.
Well, they have a ramp too on one side. You can go down the ramp.
Yeah. Ramp would be good for you.
What's the one we went to that had 19 steps or something?
Mercantile. A mercantile.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. They have steps.
On the outside to get up to the,
oh, to go up top.
To the venue that
we
rent out.
Yeah, that's cool.
19 steps.
That's right. You went there for a high school graduation party?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Cool. I want to say congratulations to all the area football teams, Northwestern, Rock Hill, and South Point, all won and all still undefeated. Correct, mm-hmm. Matt?
No, Northwestern.
Nope. Oh, that's right, Northwestern. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, York beat Richland Northeast last night pretty handily.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Hey, I'm a York girl, so I got the...
You had to get your time in.
And Lancaster, they went toe-to-toe with Gaffney last night.
Hmm.
Wow.
So they came up just short, but the break up the Bruins, man.
Yeah.
Had Northwestern day last night.
They had won. A nail-biter.
They beat the dog out
68-12. It was close.
Yeah, it was 61-0 at halftime.
I was going to go. It was 5 minutes late, and it was already 21-0. I was like, okay, it's hot. I'm going.
Yeah, just turn around.
Sorry, Paige. I wanted to go. Just couldn't pull it off last night.
I like to see get clumbered.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
So what's traditional Labor Day stuff for you? Do you anything you do in Labor Day?
Sleep.
Were y'all off? Used to be off at the nursery?
No, that was the biggest day of the
year. Oh, was it? Labor Day or the Saturday of Labor Day?
Saturday and Monday.
Really?
Wow. We used to be open on New Year's Day.
New that Year's
was
Day.
A big day. Christmas Day was a big day.
Christmas Day.
Back then, it's when people were at home, they'd come out.
That's they before you get, were married, before you
they
were
get
on Christmas 19
Day. Holidays over to get down.
That's crazy.
You know, you got 8 or 10 holidays, so yeah. They were out of work, but it was this.
That's true. People are off doing stuff. Labor Day is going to be labor for me and my wife. We've had fun this summer, and we got some things we got to check off the list. Does Rhonda have a list?
She's got a big list.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a nap.
What are we doing, honey?
Well, if you don't cut those blackberries back, we're going to fight.
We cut blackberries today.
Yeah.
They're already up and all grown out. I want them cut down so that they can come back next year because they, proliferate or whatever. They make more blackberry bushes, but you got to take care of them. So when I look out there, I can't even sit out there because I just see those blackberry bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Gardening needs to be cleaned up
for
sure.
Yeah, the garden. Yeah.
That's not a problem for you. That's a problem for him.
Agreed, 100%. I don't actually go into the garden.
So you need to go out there and supervise.
I would, but bugs love me. I mean, I get bitten every time I go near those shrubberies.
They got those big June bugs that are in the blackberries. I don't know if y'all have had those or not.
Nah, we didn't have
any. I didn't need to know that.
No, I mean, they don't bite. But
they're big ones.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah. That's the ones my grandfather used to tie a string to.
String to, yes. Ding, ding, yes.
We did that as kids. Tie a string to them.
My in-laws have upwards of 2,000 blackberry bushes.
They oh, wow.
Trellises and
oh,
all
wow.
that all in the back of their property, and they go out and they do pick them.
Mm. Yeah.
But
they make blackberry pies.
They make blackberry Cobbler. Everything.
Cobbler.
Well, we started with one plant, and then it doesn't give you fruit the first year. You cut it back, and then the next year you have three. And then they did not give us fruit on the second year, cut them back. And this year we had five, and they started giving fruit.
That was good.
I had upwards of 12 blackberries this year. It was very exciting.
And, we got the bright idea for our wedding, me and Ashley. We said, well, let's make blackberry jam as like our giveaway thing with, you know, our names on the jar and everything.
Do you know how many blackberries that it takes?
Yes, I do.
I see. Found
yes,
out.
I do now.
That's where the story is going.
You figured it out, huh?
For 400 people, and, you know, we ruined the kitchen counters permanently and stained with blackberries, and it was...
Were you stomping on them like they...
No, it would have been a lot faster. It would have been a lot faster, but that was an experience. And
did you actually do it, though?
We did.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
Mm. Well, the two of you think about it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But honey, it'll never be that bad again. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench. Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us. CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Because I know I got some good friends that live down.
Okay, I got three of you. Pointing and one of you take charge.
Teresa did.
Teresa's the only one who's not showing out here.
You do you, Steve. You do you.
And that's crazy.
I was watching the EM and they start waving me off. So I'm going, wait a minute.
Teresa not showing out.
Where are we at, Steve?
We're starting this segment.
Go on with the show. Okay, so everybody's yards right now. Poor fescue. I've been seeing people coming in with pictures of burnt up grass, and that's just how it is this time of year, which is not a big deal because we're going to be aerating, seeding, fertilizing the end of this month. Just be patient. Go out there and try to spray the weeds out, get everything ready. Wait on this weather to break, maybe the third week, fourth week of September.
This heat will gobble fescue.
Yeah, it's like I've always said,
y'all knew it will be shortly.
Like I've always said, fescue would be a lot better off without the month of August, but you can't escape the month of August.
Well, you got to remember, back in the day, fescue was what we did. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Well, back in the day, people would already be aerating right now.
We did.
Yeah, back in August.
In August.
Well, two reasons. One reason, people had so much to do, they had to start early, because if you didn't start, you're never going to get done. But the weather's just changed over the years. It's gotten drier.
The biggie is the
hotter later.
The weather changes to be, and people don't want to hear that.
No. People might want to hear this. I saw a prediction for winter, and our snow accumulation is supposed to be up. So,
say that every year.
If you're burning up right now,
you're right. It says that every
when
year.
When it's January and February, we get snowed in. You think about that hot September we had.
We had one day last year. Yeah. They kept calling for it. We finally got it, but it only lasted 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Mark it down. David from the gardener's bench said we get snow before the gardener's bench comes back on in February.
Okay.
How about that?
I was
bold. Bold move, Cotton.
Living in Asheville, my grandparents were down here. So I come down to see them. Several times we got snowed in down here. Go back to the bell. When snowing in the mountains, it's snowing in Rock Hills.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. And you tell people back in the mountains that you got snowed in, no way. Yeah, there's a way, believe it or not.
Well, they definitely have snow there in Asheville.
In the 60s and 70s, you had a lot more snow there than you do now. Nobody wants to hear it.
Oh, I think snow, I like a sustained freeze because I like to hear the screams and of the death knell of the red ants in the ground, because the longer it freezes, the deeper it goes, the more they die. And the nitrogen that the snow puts into your soil, I think I'm calling that right, makes it like you have a much, much better garden in the coming. So I like to see some snow, but I like to see it go, but I like to see it hang around for long enough to be of use.
I like to
well
say,
said.
I like to go away.
Man,
your husband must be intelligent.
No, I was gonna say she'd be great on a gardening show.
Yeah,
you'd be great on a gardening show.
Remember that time we talked about what we're gonna plant in the winter? Yeah,
yeah, well, it's time. That's another thing that you can get ready for now. Rip your garden up, get everything out of there, get the soil ready, and it's time to put broccoli and all that in the ground.
Yes,
and
it is.
Basically is, yeah.
Tommy says he's pulling it all up, and he might not do it next year.
Tommy doesn't do a winter. Does he do a winter garden? Does he do a winter garden?
Well,
he just needs to do a manageable garden.
He
just does too big.
Couple years.
He does like an acre garden, doesn't he?
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Well, he did do any corn this year, and usually corn's half of it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work putting that stuff in the freezer.
We still got
stuff from 2 years ago.
Wow.
Still nice. Good, so we still eat it. But
he
squash, cucumbers. Mm-hmm. He did the cucumbers trailing down.
Yeah, I did mine like that,
a lot bigger and longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
I planted some squash zucchini later. And I actually just got a couple of squash the other day, so that was kind of good to get them this time of year.
How much are you having to water your garden right now?
Every day. It's like just
a lot?
Too much. I mean, it's like, it's not made for over 90 degrees that many days in a row.
That's why I quit doing it. They was out to water it so much this time of year. They just said, forget it.
Usually you would water it every few days off and on. Because we always preaching it, every day is not good. But when it's like that, it's just, you can't do anything about it. It just evaporates. And
he bit out 60 broccoli and lobster for one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting ready to do mine. Won't be long. We are in September.
And we did put
it's
a lot
the fifth of, already.
He put 100 sub collars out.
Goodness, man.
The way they do collars, just dig them up, they give them to you.
Yeah.
Steve, when do you start putting in the buds for the flowers that you're going to get in spring? Is that October, more in October?
We'll have to answer that when we come right back. That's a good question. So we'll be right back. rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Today.
Yeah. Teresa did have a question for you right quick here.
I was just curious about when we start putting bulbs in the ground. Is that something that we need to wait until October to do, or can you start doing it now if your husband were
now,
to actually
wait a minute,
clear the
garden? Bulbs or seeds?
Bulbs.
Bulbs need to do it in the fall.
Okay, yeah. So more in October. More okay.
In October, November.
Okay.
When did you put your yellow one?
My peony?
Family.
We put it in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It had produced like it should.
And you need to read on the bulb. I was a little disappointed. We planted a bunch of bulbs. For Teresa's 60th birthday, we put 60 bulbs out there. And they came up and did one little production, and that was it. They didn't come back the next year, so...
You that old?
I don't remember that.
I was about to say, you meant 50.
I don't remember you being 60 either.
I'm deep 60 now.
They did not come back up.
Yeah, these don't either.
You can't beat 60. I'm not 60.
Remember when the temperature was 60?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, you're not 60, are you, anymore, are you, Steve?
I technically remember the 60s, so.
Yeah. I remember the 60s, too.
Yes, sir.
Well, down here it was the 70s because it took a little while for the South to catch up.
There you go.
Up north had the 60s, South had the early 70s.
Well, and I got here to the South in the early 80s, and I was never going back. I love it here. I'll take the heat.
We love you here.
Oh, you so sweet. Oh,
yeah. I got a picture of you in the 60s, and I don't always go back to that.
That was the 80s.
The 80s.
Yes, that was me and Rhonda in the 80s.
You both look young, I say.
Big hair, don't care.
Adorable. We were so cute.
You were cute. She wouldn't even talk to me.
Well, yeah, you're a player. Player play. You can see it from a mile away.
Teresa told her not to.
I wasn't a player. I don't know what that means, but anyway.
But later on, would you think we'd be on a radio show all together after that?
No.
They didn't.
They didn't see that coming. But like I said, Carolina Fresh is closed today and Monday, so don't come by there. We're not there. Giving our employees a little break. So. Mm-hmm. But there's plenty of stuff to do at your house. Like I said, get your yard ready for seeding fescue. Get your garden ready for fall gardening that's coming up.
Everybody leaves those of the doors that need to be open.
Well, you can't really get to the door. There's a gate. So if you come down the hill, the gate's locked.
I've been parked in front of the gate to walk to the door.
Walk all the way up there just to say we're closed.
Walk on the side of the road and walk down.
I wanted to say one little thing about we had one of our pets pass away this week. Happy was a very good tuxedo Persian cat we had for 11 years, and we lost him this week. So it was Not a good week.
But, I guess something's going in the ground today.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Yes, we'll have a funeral at our house today at 10 o'clock. So everybody can say something about Happy. Did you ever meet Happy, Steve?
I met
you
Happy.
Came over there, yeah. You and Rhonda.
He didn't meet me, but I met him.
He always looked like he had a tuxedo on. Was so
he
had cool
one thing
him.
To do with me. He just yeah. kept on going.
It's a good hat, but...
Joan Jett is something yeah. else. She keeps yeah. that garden clean. That's why we have a really good garden. We don't have any pests, no moles.
All right, Steve, enjoyed
okay,
it.
Okay, that's it for this week. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, and by Wild Birds Unlimited. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
You're listening to